Just Another Girl on the Road. Written by S. Kensington. Narrated by Jill Mills. 1. France, 1944. Screams shattered the late afternoon air, causing Sergeant Farr and Corporal Valentine to dive for cover at the base of a small rise. Topping the rise was a derelict farmhouse, its roof and walls half covered with creeping ivy. A door slammed back as a German soldier and girl hurtled down the steps and into the bramble-covered yard. The man was bare-chested, except for an empty shoulder holster. His uniform trousers hung beltless and unbuttoned around his waist. He grabbed the girl's hair, yanking her toward him. Something silver glinted in her hand. She slashed at his leg, and the man cried out. Farr and Valentine crouched behind the cover of a short wall. The two men were checking the area for a possible drop zone. They were out of uniform, dressed in farm labourer clothing. Farr tensed as another soldier appeared in the doorway. He was smiling. Christ, what was going on? He didn't want to be watching this. The man grabbed again. Dragging the girl up the steps, he threw her against the wall of the house. The girl's head hit wood with a loud crack and her legs crumpled. He shoved her upright, knocking the knife away. Pushing himself onto her and fumbling with his trousers, he lifted her shapeless dress with one free hand. The girl kneed him hard in the groin and the man jolted back on his injured leg, cursing. She wrenched free and tumbled down the steps, falling off balance into the dirt. The man swore again and plunged down the steps after her. Valentine pulled out his gun and hissed, "We ought to teach those bastards something." Farr grimaced. They'd been ordered not to engage. Valentine persisted, "We ought to teach them something." The girl was having trouble getting back up. Farr nodded curtly, "Right, let's go." The men broke cover, firing their pistols. Too late, the surprised Germans scrambled for their weapons. The men worked their way up the hill, covering the building in a hail of bullets as their opponents fell. It was over in a matter of seconds. Sprinting to the barn, Valentine dodged a tethered horse that reared back in fear. The girl was now half sitting, one hand pressed against her shoulder, the other groping in the dust. Farr ran up the steps to the house, gripping his pistol with both hands. He inspected the dead soldier, sprawled behind the railing, then kicked open the door, stepping over the other dead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?